A Men's Journey. As it turned out, my dad and I were both going to Philadelphia with Jeffrey. My mom couldn't take care of me at home and be violently sick at the same time, and my grandparents were away, so the Rents couldn't dump me with them again. Of course, Jeffrey was thrilled.
Wow, Steven, we're going on a men's journey tomorrow. Me, you, Daddy, this is going to be great. Wait till my methotrexate drip starts. We'll get to watch Shrek and Peter Pan right in a row if we want, and then we'll say my stomach hurts, and we'll both get Jell-O, and you can ride a real wheelchair, and then you can come to play therapy with me. And if you want, you can go to the cafeteria during my Vincristine push if the throwing up will bother you. I'll try to be brave, though, I promise. Do you think we could play cards while we wait for my Emla to work? I love Go Fish. That's what Mommy usually plays with me. Do you know how to play it?
Meanwhile, my mom was upstairs taking a break from hurling so she could brief my dad. Okay, honey, make sure they give you the Emla cream as soon as you get there. Remember, it takes an hour to numb his skin completely, so you have to get it on there right away. Jeffrey likes if you spread it over his port yourself, but don't forget to warm it up between your hands first so it won't be cold on his skin. Then they'll flush the port and do the blood work. Jeffrey doesn't mind seeing the blood drawn, but you might want to send Steven on an errand so he won't have to look at it. He hated watching them access Jeffrey's port at the emergency room that time. Oh, what's next? The oncologist will probably come in to ask you some questions before we start the methotrexate. I'll write a note tonight, but you can basically tell him that Jeffrey hasn't been vomiting as much, and his CNS seems fine. He'll know what that means. Ooh, I forgot. If it's Dr. Arena, hold Jeffrey's hand. Jeffrey is afraid of him. If it's Dr. Moses, you're okay. He's Jeffrey's favorite. Speaking of favorites, Jeffrey loves the snow cones from the third floor lounge. He swears they taste better than the ones on his floor. After a head-swimming 20 minutes of this, my mom had to run back into the bathroom, but even then, you could faintly hear her. And tell Dr. Moses to call Dr. Perot as soon as the CBC has come down. Dr. Perot has a question about the leucovorin dosage. Then she had to stop giving orders for a while as sickness overcame her. It was going to be a long few days for all of us. Hours later, as I was lying in bed, I realized that my dad still hadn't given a final ruling on the benefit concert. Then I started thinking about the bills and about what I would see the next day at the hospital and about the schoolwork I would miss by being absent. Needless to say, it took hours to fall asleep. When I finally did, I had the dream. As always, I woke up screaming, but this was even worse than usual. Because my mom was sick, she didn't come rushing in. By the time my dad got there, I had woken up by myself, sat bolt upright, smashed my head into my nightstand somehow, and bitten through the inside of my left cheek. I looked at my alarm clock, which is now blinking upside down on the floor. 2:29. 2:29. 2:29. As my father patted me awkwardly on my sweat-drenched back and my breathing slowed down to near normal, I thought, well, I might be gushing blood, but at least I can get a few more hours of sleep. Then my dad leaned over, flipped the clock, and put it back on the table. That was when I realized it was really 6:22. Not only was it too late to get more sleep, it was too late, period. The day had started with a bang and a whimper. Before I knew it, my father, Jeffrey, and I were all bundled into the car, along with my school books for studying, my sticks and practice pad, and extra clothes for all of us. Naturally, in the rush, we had forgotten something major, but we didn't know it yet. Dad was just trying to handle the pages and pages of notes my mom had heroically composed in the midst of her own bout of illness. Jeffrey was working on balancing a cup of juice and a Go-Gurt while eating breakfast in his booster seat, and I was sucking on an ice cube in a sad attempt to stop the bleeding from my gouged cheek.